All right, people, we're back. And today, we're reviewing The Secret Histories by Simon R. Green. But before that, this podcast is available to you on Audioboom, YouTube, and iTunes. And today, with me, I have Karthik, FTW Lalit. At FTW Lalit?
Yeah, at FTW Lalit. Hi, guys.
Okay, so this book was these books, well, not one, since I've read around four of them now. So these books were recommended to me by him because we are fans of The Night Side.
Yeah, actually, so Audible had this sale on, Christmas sale on, and
seriously, you got suckered in by an Audible sale?
Two books for a credit, man. It's a good deal.
He got suckered in by an Audible sale.
And I got two great books out of it. I don't know if that's getting suckered in. Anyways, not to get sidetracked. So there was a sale on, and I'm a fan of Simon R. Green. I read the Night Side books, and I kind of liked them. Kind of got flaky after 11 books, but still. So I picked up this one. This is Secret Histories, The Man with the Golden Talk.
You know why I'm ribbing on you?
I have no idea.
That you got suckered in by the Audible sale, because I actually had to buy three books, like pay for them, $17 or something per book.
Yeah, per book. That's $17.92. Yeah. Not about $1,200.
So, yeah. So you got suckered in by the Audible sale.
Well, I got more bang for my $1,200.
All right. So these books are closely related or spin-off of The Night Side. While Night Side is a specific place where all these wacky, weird things, this semi-hell purgatory place, this is happening in the real Earth. And they have nothing in common with The Night Side, except for in book number three, Walker appears, or some B-grade villains come over here and get their asses whooped.
And also
you actually feel sorry for them over here.
Also in book number two, when the cars come out.
Book number one?
Two.
No, one, right.
One, when the cars come out, the cars that eat everything on the road and prey on the highway people.
Okay, let's start. Like, this series starts with The Man with the Golden Talk. And then there are demons. The book number two is Demons Are Forever. Book number three is Spy Who Haunted Me, From Hell With Love. Now, if you read the names, you get sidetracked, because they are very Bond names. The names are like Bond. They're straight spin-offs out of Bond. But this series has nothing to do with James Bond.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, apart from the fact that the two secret agents in the thing, Edwin Drood here and James Bond, they both seem to be very flashy and never seem to be secret agents. Apart from that particular fact, nothing in common at all.
I think Edwin Drood is not as flashy as James Bond. James Bond is a physical specimen, while Edwin...
The amorous gadgets.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the only thing. Where Q gives James Bond his gadgets, the armorer, his uncle over here, gives him gadgets to take into the field. And the property
then
of the...
he levels buildings.
Yeah, the properties of the gadgets are vastly different.
Agreed. I mean, the entire idea of... Edwin Drood's... The idea of this entire family is... It's more...
Yeah, it's rather than... It's rather than a Bond movie or a Bond book or anything. It's more like a mafia family book.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
And
only the mafia family.
Yeah,
only the mafia family over here have. They like humanity, want to save it.
Debatable.
Well, okay. Yes, we'll go into that spoiler country over there. So. Since we picked up this series, by the way, thank you for this. This is beautiful. This is like...
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've read something fun, and this is absolutely fun. So, how would you rate this series? No, we've not read the whole thing. I've read four books. Where have you read till?
I'm reading the fourth one right now. I missed out on the third because of lack of availability of funds and other things. But I'm reading the fourth one right now, and... I'd give the first one round about first and second. I'd give them 4.5 out of 5 because There's simply so much fun. Whereas I would give The Night Side 4 out of 5 in this respect. But these books...
are maybe you're just tired from The Night Side. That's it. It's become predictable. And,
yeah.
And that's why I like this, because Simon R. Green has so much more to work with over here.
Yeah, and he's not predictable at all in these ones. Things just happen out of the blue. It's amazing fun. He repeats himself like he does in all other
Not as much.
Not as much, yes.
Like, and there are points where he goes, this is... And I thought this was a bad idea. And he says, this is a bad idea. I said to him, it's like kind of funny.
It's funny, and also it's like he's talking to himself in a certain sense. Like
it's a first-person narration.
Yeah, like when he goes out and does too many cliches, he makes his character say, I'm just not that kind of guy. I wouldn't do too many cliches. But so, you know, those kinds of things. It's a lot of fun reading him this time around.
Right. So in the first two book, you give 4.5. Mm-hmm. First two. What is third?
I haven't read it yet.
Right. Okay. So you
and I'm halfway through the fourth. I think I'm halfway through. I didn't exactly check, but insane fun. So
I would give the first two books 4. Yeah, that's me. And I would give the third book. The third book, funnily enough, is a spin-off. It's like one of those. When we were young, we used to watch animes and things. The main story will stop and it will take a detour somewhere because I guess we are not ready for the main story to continue. It's like that. It's a filler. It's 13 hours of absolute nonsense because he doesn't use any one of his gadgets. He doesn't do anything meaningful. And it's like the whole series has stopped. So I'll get that 2. I didn't like it. The fourth book, I will give it again a big 4 because it's really hard for me to give it a 5 because there are so many cliched content over here. Although I love...
That's Simon R. Green's country cliches.
Yeah. But I love it. But damn it, I saw it coming. So that's my rating. Altogether, I would say go pick up this series because it is fun.
Pick it up as soon as you can, seriously. Yeah.
He dresses up dark content really well to make it more fun. And even when they're fighting the heart, it could have been so dark. It could have been so dark in the first book. Yet, it was a lot of fun.
It was dark. I mean, there's no could have been about it. He just dressed it up so beautifully.
Yeah, and it didn't irk you. You were on along for the ride rather than doing something like, you know, sitting there contemplating. The lead character contemplating, oh, everything I believe is in shit, blah, blah, blah. Now he just said, okay, everything is shit. I'm going to change it.
Yeah, and to me, it was a lot like the lead character's internal monologue. That really helps you go through the entire series.
Okay, so here, we've read The Night Side. How many books of The Night Side have you read?
I think I only have one left, which is the last one.
The Bride Who Wore Black.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the only one that's left.
I've read all 12. So, John Taylor versus Edwin Drood. Who you got?
On level of sheer destructive power, Edwin Drood.
Come on, that guy takes on angels and demons and everything in between.
Yeah, but see, in the on night a regular side, day. In the night side, the destruction he makes repairs itself because it's the night side. Edwin Drood, the destruction he makes, they never repair themselves, ever. It's just... Okay, so harkening back...
Okay, fine. I will give you this much. Like, okay. But that guy, John Taylor, fights gods on a regular basis.
So does he?
No, only in one book.
Yeah, but he made a right mess of their run, didn't he?
He destroyed it. He destroyed that universe.
I was trying to beat around the bush.
Yeah. Well, spoilers. So, don't listen to this.
or listen to it, but simply pull your earphones out at that moment.
Yeah, disregard that.
Well, you've already heard now, so.
Yeah.
Carrying on.
Yeah, let's get a time train. That, yeah, they travel in time. It is, it's a lot of fun, people. It's we love it. Simon R. Green, thank you once again for giving this to us.
I would actually say thank you, Simon R. Green, for writing something more fun than Nightside. This is more fun than Nightside to me.
I agree. And I think that's why he did it. That was getting static. This, he's already written 10 books of this. And I can't wait to get my hand on the next one.
Yep, me neither. I just want to get done with this one, jump on the next one, you know.
Yeah. All right, people. That's all from us. And before you go, just reminding you, this podcast is available on YouTube, Audioboom, and iTunes. Please give us a like wherever you find it. It really helps us. It really does. And if you don't like it, you know what to do. I am Ishan Lalit, available at Ishan Lalit. That's Karthik. He's available at
TW Lalit.
Yes. And this is Xworld Radio, signing off. Bye-bye.
Bye.